right, ladies and gentlemen, we are now already into the fourth and final hour of this worldwide broadcast against tyranny. The websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.net, JonesReport.com, PrisonNews.us. And you can also watch us live every day when we do this fourth hour. Sometimes we do the whole show, but always the fourth hour. Live video streaming at PrisonPlanet.tv. Going back to Webster Tarpley, when we come back in the next segment, we will take your calls for the balance of the hour. Webster, finishing up with what you expect to see in this election, I know you think that the greater of two evils is Barack Obama. I myself see it as a huge distraction, but I understand you're saying his star appeal, and I agree, will bring people into the fold to support the corporate fascism, will give them the grassroots cover they need. So I agree with you, he's the most dangerous candidate. I just psychologically have divorced myself so much from the two parties and fully understanding their puppets that I can't even really see Obama, I guess, as many other people see him. But in closing, in the 3.5 minutes we have left in this opening segment, other key points you'd like to make?
Well, I would say, first of all, if you get Obama with a Democratic Congress, you will have the full fury of the fascist corporate state in terms of that economic austerity, killer austerity, genocidal austerity that I talked about. Under green, polar bear, snail daughter auspices, third world solidarity, and possibly even this other question of reparations to this or that ethnic group, which would also be a very explosive recipe. If you get McCain, I would say you get a tired old lame duck who is going to be a lame duck from the first moment he gets there. He'll be quacking in his inaugural address, and he will be faced by a very hostile Democratic Congress, giving us gridlock. This is the best outcome we could get under that scenario, would be the gridlock. So in this sense, McCain is actually a lesser evil than Obama. The Democrats try to scare you with McCain. They tell you that he's going to put in these fascist judges. Well, the Democrats can filibuster those judges if they want to. So don't try to scare us with that. With Mrs. Clinton, I think you get a much more open-ended project. This is somebody who responds to public opinion through triangulation, but she does respond, and her history during the primaries has been to move more and more towards New Deal positions, at least verbally, and that's what we've got to work with at this point. And this would also allow a solution that would not be McCain and not be Obama. That's the merit of Mrs. Clinton, is that she's not McCain and she's not Obama. And I think there is going to be a movement to try to get her nominated and perhaps even to change the outcome of the convention. But I think the principal idea is you've got to build a movement. The way you build a movement is figure out what the financiers want most and oppose them. I would not say that the state is always the enemy. My analysis of history is different. I would say financier oligarchs, feudal aristocrats in the more distant past, financiers, finance oligarchs, bankers are the enemy. And if you look at the origin of the modern state under somebody like John Galeazzo Visconti in Milan in the about 1400, if you look then at Louis the 11th of France in the 1470s, 1480s, and Henry the 7th of England, the Earl of Richmond, the guy who got rid of Richard the 3rd, what you see there is an alliance of the king, that is the state, with the bourgeoisie, the cities, and the peasantry against what? Against feudal oligarchs who are already transforming themselves into banking oligarchs, financiers.
Now, well, Webster, my point is that big states are the most abusive throughout history. It breeds corruption. The corrupt come in to suck out of it. And so then look at what the oligarchs always want. They always want a big state as their tool to control populations, destroy middle classes, wage war on the bourgeoisie using the commie terms. We'll be right back with Webster Tarpley and your phone calls right here on the one, the only, Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we've got Webster Tarpley with us for the rest of the hour, an in-depth interview today with him on the economy, the election, on what's happened in Russia, in future actions. Before we go any further, Webster, is there anything else you want to add concerning the geopolitical climate we're in right now before we go to calls?
Certainly. I think right now you've got to also look at the situation in Europe, because one of Brzezinski's main goals, of course, is to play Europe against Russia, too. Normally, Europe would gravitate towards Russia right now because of the oil, the natural gas, the epicenter of the current world economic breakdown crisis, the Bush economic depression, is, of course, London and New York. They've been hit hardest, and other people have been hit hard because they've gotten into bed with London and New York. There's a whole school of opinion in France, Germany, Italy, on the continent, that it's time now to orient towards the Russians, east-west trade, oil for technology, mutually beneficial economic development. So Brzezinski's got to destroy that. And what he wants to use is that cordon sanitaire, or that unsanitary cordon of Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Poland, and Ukraine to begin cutting off the natural gas. The Russians, of course, are going around that by building a pipeline down the middle of the Baltic so that they can deliver guaranteed energy without the Ukrainians and the Poles skimming or cutting it off or provoking or the rest of this stuff. Remember, we have to thank, ironically enough, in this terrible situation, we have to thank Sarkozy, of all people, and Merkel for blocking the attempt by Brzezinski to bring Georgia and Ukraine into NATO as members, or at least get that going, at the last NATO meeting back in April. Remember, Obama wants Georgia in NATO. The Washington Post want them in there. We've got to say no. No NATO membership for this bandit, thug, kleptocrat regime. The other thing is the Italian position right now, the Italian government is Berlusconi. This just shows you what kind of a situation we're in. Berlusconi, of course, is this dirty character that everybody knows, but he's also a friend of the Russians, and the Italians have gone very, very far in this east-west trade, oil for technology kind of stuff, and they've got a history of building, you know, huge automobile plants, right? The Toyota Fiat plant that built all those Ladas that are still running. The Italians are saying, the foreign minister Frattini is saying, we cannot transform the European Union into an anti-Russian bloc. So Georgia, get lost, stay out there. I've also been in touch with my friend Giulietto Chiesa, a member of the European Parliament in Brussels. You remember he's the one who did the Zero documentary. I was in Milan last November. We had 500 people in an auditorium with Dario Fo, Nobel Prize for Literature and probably the most read playwright in the world today. There's an anthology also called Zero with essays by all sorts of people, among them yours truly. So Giulietto Chiesa is leading a publicity effort in Europe to try to show people that Georgia is this bunch of pawns of Brzezinski. So there's also a lot of work to be done vis-a-vis the Europeans, trying to get them to break away. In other words, don't become a lemming for Obama like those poor Germans at the victory column there, the Siegessäule in the middle of Berlin. Don't go with that, but rather dump Obama. I'm very glad to say my book, Obama the Postmodern Coup, is coming out in a German edition in the Kopp Verlag. That is K-O-P-P, which will be hitting the newsstands fairly soon, in time for the Frankfurt Book Fair, among other things. I'm also coming out in Japan, because there's another place. The Japanese have said very clearly, there was a successful summit of Prime Minister Fukuda with President Hu of China. The Japanese defense minister said, the biggest threat to us is chaos in China. This is a way of saying, dear Zbigniew, we will not be a staging area for your attacks on China. In Taiwan, the KMT, the Kuomintang Party, has made a comeback, kicking out the U.S. puppets, the DPP Green Party or Democratic Progressive Party. Get rid of them. Put in people who are reasonable, who realize that their future is a rapprochement with China and mutually beneficial trade.
Okay, Webster, I got to stop you there because I want to give some time to callers. I have to say, everything you're saying is accurate about what's happening in the world. I don't disagree with about 95% of what you're saying. The problem is there's more to all of this. It is a fact that the CIA backed the communists against the Japanese in China. It is a fact, now declassified, that the CIA, and David Rockefeller's written editorials in the New York Times saying this, wanted the communist Chinese to come to power so that they could use them in China. It is a fact that Arm & Hammer and the Rockefellers and the big foundation monies pumped billions into Russia from its founding, overthrowing the czars, for British intelligence in 1917, right through into the 80s. And you're right, they attack with both sides, and they're always trying to gobble up republics. I mean, you know, they basically attack from all angles, from within, from without, always creating a neo-mercantile system, which leaves all nation states weak and vulnerable and basically starving and infighting with regional and religious conflicts. I just want to point out that we're not saying China's good or Russia's good or anybody's good here. You can disagree if you want. It's that you have this evil global corporate management system that was developed out of London, the city of London. And I just don't want to oversimplify this where America and England and Israel are the bad guys, and everybody else are the good guys. All these countries are engaging in oppression and in corruption. That's the nature of society. And I'm just trying to get people to see the bigger picture of how these big tectonic forces are colliding into each other.
Well, let's look at the heart of the world problem right now is this mass of derivatives, this cancerous mass of kited derivatives.
And that was a financial weapon system by the central banks while the dollar was still the world reserve currency. They made a mad dash to buy up all the real infrastructure of the world, buy up the defense contractors, media of the world, to set up their global corporate empire off of the yolk, like an egg, off of the sustenance that was the United States. Now they want to leave us holding the financial bag for that collapse while they've moved into safe havens, then bring in a third world police state here and use the United States as a military enclave to produce modern Hessian soldiers for the new global corporate state that has shucked any connection to any original nation state.
But remember now, let's use my estimate of 1 quadrillion, it's probably 1.5 quadrillion or maybe a lot more. But
well, it's 6,000 trillion that we know of.
Well, yes, but you want to say 2 quadrillion. Fine, 2 quadrillion is ballpark, perfectly good. Where is that centered? Well, about a quarter of that is just J.P. Morgan Chase. And when you add up the rest of the U.S., you'll get up to well over half. You'll get up to probably two-thirds of the derivatives, and the rest are in London. So there you see where the center of this cancer is. To say that Russia is the same as this or
China. No. I'm saying they're just not as powerful. Absolutely. The Anglo-American establishment flooded the world with this liquidity to get everybody in debt and get real assets. Now they're going to leave us holding the bag. So I don't, quote, see the U.S. now becoming a sub-player in all this. That was a foregone conclusion. I'm saying now the New World Order, the Anglo-American Empire, as you call it, is moving to that transcendent point where they sit above all the nation states with their private intelligence networks in Russia, in China, in Israel, in the U.S., just playing us all off against each other.
I don't believe that they have total world control. No, I don't. I think that there are real conflicts in the world.
I don't think they have total world control. I'm saying they are dominant.
Dominant up to a point, but fading fast. And Obama is really a flight forward, a desperate bid to give this a facelift, to give it a new lease on life. And if you block Obama, you're going to be dealing with a severely weakened imperialism under conditions of much greater difficulty in organizing mass consensus.
Okay, I'm going to skip this break for people behind the scenes watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and listening on the exclusive InfoWars.com streams. And then at 24 after, I promise, no more pontificating by myself or Webster. It's all great info. Steve, Rico, Elliot, Cliff, Jeff, and many others. We're going to go right to you in about 5 minutes. But okay, how does it affect the American people? Let's be centered on ourselves for a minute and take the local regional view for North America. What is better for the American people, for the empire to crumble and fall apart, or for us to mindlessly support it? Obviously, I believe mindlessly supporting it, they will only rape us that much more financially and physically, and so it is good to let this fall apart.
I would go with the populists, those prairie farmers back in 1890 meeting in Omaha, and they formulated the Populist Party program, which basically said a mass movement needs to take over the government and turn it against Rockefeller, Morgan, and the Wall Street Group. And I don't think that has changed. That's what we should be doing.
So we need a Golden Cross speech.
Yes, although that's William Jennings Bryan. He's not really an organic representative of this. He is at least a politician who grew up in that milieu, and he's trying to fight Wall Street. Again, he's not a good example. But if you want to think who's like us, who's isolated like we are, or relatively with not that much money, take those populists of 1890, and I think their strategy is valid. Now, you want to oppose the empire. You also want to construct an economic alternative to this. And for me, this is clear. The New Deal methods worked then. They will work now.
Oh, yeah. It's turned us into a bunch of dependents, broken down the family. The same foundations you talk about.
But this is not the New Deal.
Webster,
New Deal has been gone for 40 years.
Hey, Webster, 100 years ago, the big foundations, as you know, wrote how they were going to get us addicted to government. But see,
I tell you, the populace in Omaha said the government is going to belong to us. The goal is not get government out of your life. The goal is you take over the government. Now, Milton Friedman, of course, from the Rockefeller Chicago School, says government is always the problem. I don't buy that. Wall Street, finance oligarchs.
See, that's only one hand of the elite.
Soros.
That's only one hand. They claim they don't want government, but in truth, they do want big government to suck off us with corporate welfare.
Again, I don't do this.
Hold on, Webster. We're going to behind the scenes. I want to abbreviate this.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. Friday, August 29, 2008. Gold opened at $832 an ounce. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $856.80, $422.20 for half ounce, and $211.10 for quarter ounce. That's $856.80, $422.20, and $211.10.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline, buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill's going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods, from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. 1 John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine, so fine. I've been on fire with Sally Field, gone fast with a girl named Bo, but somehow they just don't end up as mine. It's a death-defying life I lead. I take my chances. I die for a living in the movies and TV. But the hardest thing I ever do is watch my leading ladies kiss some other guy while I'm bandaging my knee. I might fall from a tall building.
He is the author of Obama, the Postmodernist Coup, available at Infowars.com. Your phone calls right now. Steve in Chicago. You're on the air worldwide as we blast out on AM and FM dial across the country, global shortwave at WWCR, the internet at InfoWars.com, and of course, with now more than 60,000 people a day pulling our free podcast. If you haven't done it, check it out. Listen how you want, when you want, where you want. And of course, number one on Shoutcast, number one on the internet for radio listeners. Webster Tarpley, continuing with your analysis, let's get the take of the callers. Steve in Chicago, you're on the air worldwide.
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm talking to two fine men. Secondly, you guys have been turned around backwards on this situation with Russia. You didn't even report that last month, it was July 25th, that Putin had threatened the United States with stationing atomic bombers in Cuba.
Look, Putin has been warning the U.S. loyally all through 2007. At that Munich Wehrkunde meeting in the springtime, he talked about this neocon striving
now,
for
stop,
U.S.
Stop, Tarpley. I'm going to let you get to it in a minute because this is – Steve, you can't listen to 4 hours every day. I don't believe it. I have been saying for the last however many months since this was said, I talk about that every week. I talk about their foreign minister saying if you keep moving weapon systems and troops and training and destabilizing in Poland and in Czech Republic – and in Georgia and in Ukraine and in all these areas and in the stands and moving your military in, we're going to start moving nukes near you. And I have said that on record. So go ahead.
Okay, so you're reporting your point of view. You don't ever mention the people in Eastern and Central Europe talking about a domino theory where the situation is the dialectic. In other words, Russia,
hold on a minute. Russia is shrinking, not getting bigger. It wasn't Russia that snuck attacked a U.S. military base last Thursday night. It was the United States, which isn't our government anymore. I'm just stating facts. I can't stand communists or leftism or any of this stuff. I'm here trying to give you a real geopolitical view into this. Did Georgia not blow the hell out of an entire city and massacre a bunch of Russian troops and peacekeepers out of a clear blue sky where they've been since 1991 in a ceasefire in two areas that have always been part of Russia? Ossetia. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. If what you say were true, the first thing they would have done was blow that tunnel between the Ossetia and North Ossetia, the Roki Tunnel. You can only get tanks or trucks in one
Hold
at
on,
a time.
What are you saying I'm lying about?
Well, what I'm saying is...
I mean, Georgia admits they snuck attack Russia.
I doubt that. There were incidents...
What on? Hold on a minute. I'm going to put you on hold. This is too insane. Okay, I mean, Georgia, Tarpley, what do you say to something like this?
Well, this is the U.S. media line. This is CNN. This is what Bush says. This is what Zalmay Khalilzad says at the United Nations, what McCain says and what Obama says, and it's a big lie. It's a Goebbels big lie. The aggressor is Georgia. You have whatever the status quo was. The Russian peacekeepers were there or were under a signed agreement with the Georgian government from 15 years ago.
And let me add, the Georgians had already been taking pot shots at the Russian troops and citizens, beating people up, killing them in the outlying towns around Ossetia, ethnic cleansing. That's why the Russians had to come in 1992, 93. And then let me expand. They shut the water off to Ossetia a month ago and already had them under siege.
And they basically had a campaign of bombings and assassinations building up to this. So it's a cynical, orchestrated plan by Georgia. Now, the Russians see it coming, and they say, fine, you want to attack, we'll be ready for you. And they have.
And the minute they attacked, they took the bridge and the tunnels. But look, Steve, I would also ask,
ultimately, beyond all the details, you want to have your children incinerated in a thermonuclear fireball for the sake of that bandit, that little Hitler Saakashvili? That's crazy.
Look, I'm going to come back to you, Steve. We're going to skip this break, too, for InfoWars.com listeners. Got to go to those streams, folks. But, I mean, this is completely, Steve, I'm blown away here. You think I'd go on air and lie to you about Georgia attacking Russia? I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, are you serious, Steve? Bring Steve back up. Steve, are you there? All right, we're going to go to break and see if we can get Steve raised back up on the phone. Steve, it's just incredible. I mean, all I do is report the facts here, and I'm living in la-la land. For your calls right now. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
a day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E, military.com with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 mags for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon holes for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Okay, we were just talking to Rico on the Infowars.com behind-the-scenes streams. You go to Infowars.com. Those specific exclusive streams have the behind-the-scenes. We are talking to Rico in Toronto. He brought up how the big foundations fund La Raza, Mecha, the radical black separatist groups, all of this to get us all fighting with each other, and so then they can radicalize peaceful groups so those groups never get true equality or freedom or economic mobility. They get neutralized, bitter, and filled with hate, more balkanization. Webster Tarpley.
This is an absolutely critical theme, and you're absolutely right. If you look, first of all, at Obama, he is more than anything else a product of the foundations. His mother was an operative for the Ford Foundation. Obama has worked for the Gamaliel Foundation, the Joyce Foundation, gun control, the Woods Fund, the Annenberg Foundation, playing black parents against the black teachers union. His friend Bernardine Dorn gets huge money from the MacArthur Foundation. My research for my next book, which is Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, reveals that the Weathermen were actually founded with a Ford Foundation grant. Certainly Floyd McKissick, Stokely Carmichael, the worst firebrands, Rap Brown, these characters, the people who opposed Martin Luther King with their incendiary rhetoric, all foundation-funded. And as you correctly point out, the worst provocateurs of the Hispanic community, the people who talk this insanity about, you know, carving up the United States, they're also foundation-funded. Obama has friends like Khalidi and a bunch of others. This is the foundation-funded pro-U.S. wing of the PLO. Among the Native Americans, you got a guy like Ward Churchill, who is essentially in the same corner. the pervasive activity of these foundations is one of the things that's destroying American society. Obama is somebody who says he was a community organizer for the Gamaliel Foundation. What he's really saying is, I was a poverty pimp for the foundation world, where the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation dominate. This is one of the principal things about Obama. This is what he comes from, his world, that stuff about the bitter clingers, the people who cling to religion and guns and anti-trade. That is the foundation trilateral point of view. You cannot have a president who hates the American people. In the case of Obama, he does hate the American people, and therefore he's going to attack this austerity program with great gusto. Unlike Carter, who probably had some Christian scruples about it, Obama will have nothing of the sort, because he's been worshiping in a Ford Foundation church, that Reverend Jeremiah Wright, with Dwight Hopkins as an operative of the Ford Foundation. Reverend Otis Moss got through college with the Ford Foundation. This whole James Cone Black Liberation Theology is, again, the Ford Foundation Union Theological Seminary school of this stuff, and it is designed to perpetuate racial conflict.
Absolutely, and they fund all these groups. They do it to get everybody at each other's throats.
That's it, divide and conquer.
And then the racial tension becomes real, and then it's a dynamo which just builds up force and strength. Anything else, Rico?
My second point, something you had brought up a couple weeks ago when you were talking about the anthrax letter that the Bush enemy received.
Yes.
I remember reading quickly just the Roman Empire, and it was the same thing. It was the same thing. Cicero, a little bit before Caesar came into power, Cicero was saying how the enemies of Rome need to be dealt with. I've received letters. I have letters that say that a couple senators are going to be mass assassinated, so we need to clamp down. This worked 1,000 years ago. It works again. It's the same thing. Like, nothing's changed.
Well, that's what's incredible. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I bought a high school textbook. What was it, Barnes & Noble? It's like, I think it's 3,000 years of revolution. And it's pretty accurate, actually. But you just look at every country and just the thousands of revolutions and all the subterfuge and backstabbing and Machiavellian activity and elites and cloak and dagger. And then somehow they taught the American people the last 100 years that none of that exists. Everything's fine. Go back to sleep. And if we say anything on this show, it's just start looking around you and realizing that when these elites get out of control and these warlords and these banker warlords start fighting with each other, the oligarchy, as Webster calls them, when these moneyed, noble interests start battling with each other, we don't matter in the equation. We get hurt real bad. And this is just a game of chess for them. I mean, people say, well, why do they want more power? They're already so rich. Well, anybody who knows rich people knows they want even more. They want power. They want control. And to deny that there are people that want power and control is to deny history. Webster, I want to go calls quickly, but how did we get to the point, do you think, of the average person? They're now coming out of this delusion and this mesmerized smokescreen, but people to say, oh, there's no subterfuge, there's no corruption, there's no influence, there's no behind the scenes. You're a crazy, dangerous conspiracy theorist. How were they able to inculcate that in people's minds?
Well, it's a long process of degradation. I think that the central question is probably the deindustrialization of the United States initiated by Volcker under trilateral Carter and Brzezinski auspices, and then continued with the union busting of the Reagan years, the systematic decline in the standard of living. So it's about minus two-thirds of what it had been around 1966 or 1967.
And so people are having to work twice as hard just to keep the illusion going, and so they physically are just disconnected, saying, I don't care.
There's also the more recently, Obama could not have broken through if the Democratic Party had not been in chaos, and part of that is Pelosi. Pelosi came in with the mandate of stopping the Iraq war, and she brought the hint
that
the
instead she's ruled with an iron fist saying no.
And what we then had is, as soon as that was in power, then Al Gore comes out of the woodwork with his demagogic, fake global warming campaign to break the momentum against Bush and against the Iraq war. And then by the end of that year, you've got Obama deployed into a chaotic Democratic Party.
Let me stop you, because I want to go to Elliot, Jeff,
okay,
Cliff, and others, and a DJ. But before we do that, I wanted to the last hour get into the eugenics angle, which you're a real expert on, Webster. I mean, I know my stuff on this. I've read over 20 books on the subject and studied it, and you know even more in some cases than I do. in a nutshell, why do they want to reduce our numbers? Why do they want to enslave us? Why do they want to bring feudalism back in? Is this just the instincts of the Anglo-American feudal lords? And I mean, break that down, what the fake modern environmentalism is.
Well, one is the population side. The oligarchy always argues that there are two main problems in the world. One is overpopulation. The other is industrial pollution in some form. To be an oligarch means that you've got to hate the majority of humanity by thinking that you're better off than they were. You can go back to the works of Hesiod in ancient Greece, pretty much the beginning of the, you know, sort of archaic Greek literature.
Plato as well.
The reason for the Trojan War was that there were too many people. Too many people were oppressing the breast of Mother Earth, and therefore we had to have the Trojan War to kill off a lot of them. In terms of the global warming, I don't need a climatologist to say that this is a fraud. As a historian, I can look back to the medieval warm period, 1100, 1200, when you have grapes growing in England, grapes growing in Iceland.
What about Hibernian Maximum 8,000 years ago, which brought us into the Bronze Age and the first city states? I mean, it was 10 degrees hotter on average then. They have the ice cores. There's no doubt.
We are well within the band of fluctuation of historical memory. The other one, of course, is we have a little ice age around 1600 to 1625, which corresponds to the Spurrer minimum and the Maunder minimum in the sunspot cycle. It is basically determined by solar activity. That's at least the major input, not by human activity at all. And in that little ice age, you had the ports of Northern Europe, the ports of Germany and the Netherlands were
frozen,
blocked with ice, icebergs. So the idea of being a climatologist means you're a charlatan and a fraud, because it's a discipline. It's not meteorology. It's not oceanography. It's not any science. It's not history. It's a fake science invented by Al Gore. And all during the Clinton years, if you didn't agree with Al Gore, you would be fired. You would
come
be
on,
reinvented.
Let's give, I mean, he claims he invented the Internet, too. He certainly is the is the pimp pusher of it. But the Club of Rome in the early 60s said they would use
right.
threat of a fake ice age or global warming to bring in global
yes.
taxes.
And remember, Aurelio Peche, the co-founder, was an old fascist. And the other one was Alexander King, who once admitted that the purpose of this was genocide in the Third World. He said, you know, the reason we preach this, after all, is to block development of the Third World. That is still the same.
And that's in the British Commission on Population 44 to 49, which was rolled into State Department Memorandum 200.
Yes, and beyond the 200, remember that this was all institutionalized under Carter, under Muskie, as Global 2000 and Global Futures, under Brzezinski, Trilateral, Rockefeller auspices. So you basically got Kissinger is a puppet of Nelson Rockefeller, Brzezinski is a puppet of David Rockefeller, and that's pretty much the way the thing is run.
Continue. Flesh that out.
Well, then, you know, the idea of having a world population reduction, ID, in other words, genocide, built into the U.S. foreign policy is this Global 2000, Global Futures. And then what do? They turn around and implement that by supporting Pol Pot, who goes very far, right? He's the champion in terms of proportional genocide. I think he manages to kill 30 to 40% of the Cambodian population. And Khomeini, who aborts the entire industrialization process of Iran, what they're trying to show is that third world populations can be organized against themselves to destroy themselves. And ultimately, that's what Obama is. A fascist mass movement is the organization of a population against itself to destroy itself in the service of these financiers.
Let's go to Elliot in Ohio. You're on the air.
So, I researched this maybe 2 days ago. Have you heard of the first 13th Amendment?
No, I'm afraid I haven't. Go ahead.
I was on Jordan Maxwell's site, and then I went to one of his links. And, yeah, in 1983, these two guys, research expert David Dodge and former Baltimore police investigator Tom Dunn, they were in the Belfast Library on the coast of Maine. They found a constitution from 1825. And there's a missing 13th Amendment in our Constitution. It was ratified in 1819, has not been repealed, and it's
There were more than 30 original broadsheets made, and quite a few of them are still around. I've heard of. Well, go ahead.
Well, I mean, like, it's titles of nobility and honor. It says, if any citizen of the United States shall accept, claim, receive, or retain any title of nobility or honor, or shall, without consent of Congress, accept and retain any present pension, office, or emolument.
Yeah, speak of the devil. John, I sent you that clip from C-SPAN of former Secretary of State Colin Powell telling the reporter that he's a Knight Commander, Order of the Bath. Will you cue that up, please? Thank you. Go ahead, Elliot.
Yeah, retain any present pension, office, or emolument of any kind, whatever, from any emperor, king, prince, or foreign power, such person shall cease to be a citizen of the United States.
Yeah, so it's saying you can't be a foreign agent, basically, which makes sense. And I have
if I may, I have a certain background. Now I know what you're talking about, and it does exist. And I wrote about this in 1996 in Executive Intelligence Review. You might find it on the Internet. It's an article that says U.S. Constitution bars Powell from the presidency because he had become this British nobleman.
Yeah, we do know of it.
The U.S. Constitution right now says you cannot hold an office of profit and trust under the United States. In other words, you can't be in the executive branch or the Supreme Court if you accept a title of nobility.
And that plays into the Logan Act as in the code blocking that.
But this one goes further. It says if you accept such a title of nobility, you cease to be a citizen.
Yes, it's now, currently in there. That's what I
was ready to attack. Sir Rudy Giuliani would have been coming under attack from me on this if he had gotten the Republican
nomination.
Yes,
Elliot, that
nomination
is legitimate. You refresh our memory. Thank you. And speaking of Powell and the nobility, here is the audio clip right now.
Knight Commander of the Order of the Bath. Knight Commander of the Order of the Bath. Your Majesty gave it to Alman to me about 12 years ago. Knight Commander. Listen carefully. Knight Commander of the Order of the Bath. Same thing.
We have the video clip up on Infowars.com. We put it up there when Queen Elizabeth II was here in town last year surveying her lands. They had a White House function. They were announcing who they were, and much of the administration coming in were being announced by their British titles
right.
You know, and giving fealty to the Queenie. So I hope that answers your question. Elliot, let's go to Cliff in Virginia. Cliff, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Cliff. Go ahead.
How you doing today? Enjoying your show, by the way, also. My question is this, there, Mr. Tarpley, is I read a report several months ago here where China sent word to Illuminati operatives that if they tried to indeed, you know, make any type of move toward China, and it's, shall I say, their friends, which would be Russia and Iran via their friendship pacts they have and oil obligation deals, what would be the next move for the Illuminati now that Bush more or less has gotten punched in the mouth by Putin over this Georgia fiasco, and the fact that China said plainly stated that any aggression made toward China and the people running the Illuminati would be assassinated?
Yeah, there's two questions there. What do you think of Benjamin Fulford, the former Forbes writer who meets with Rockefeller on video and says he's been told by the Asian elite, the mafia, that they know about the population reduction plan and the bioweapon attack plan that Cheney talks about, the PNAC documents, September 2000, rebuilding America's defenses. A, what do you think of that? And then B, kind of a recap of why does this, you know, what does this do now that this didn't go well in Georgia?
Let me do it the other way. I don't use this concept of Illuminati because I think this is just pure confusion. The notion that a society founded in Bavaria runs the world, in my view, is just absurd. What you're dealing with is the City of London, British, and Wall Street, the U.S. That's the operative unit. And these terms like New World Order and Illuminati, I think they contribute to confusion rather than
even though
clarity.
All these presidents use them and inhale it and swear sovereignty.
Yeah, look, the origin of this Illuminati, though, is British intelligence.
I know.
But they're here to say, we're not the main enemy in the world. Those Bavarians are the main enemy. This is just crazy.
All right, let me break this down for you, Webster. There is an element to all of this. The elites are obsessed with the occult.
Yeah,
the
but
British
this
system,
Illuminati
let me
term.
Finish, please, is Masonic. And they really are into this, and they really do govern a lot of what they do according to it. And
sure, but now you're talking the Scottish Rite Freemasons of London and, you know, God knows other institutions that they have, the Club of the Isles and all sorts of other things. But again, this Bavarian thing, this is the crazy part. This is what the British themselves put out to say.
Well, that was just one agent. That was Weishaupt, and the guy gets struck by lightning. Thank you so much.
Wait, let's do the Fulford part. There is a history of secret societies in China. For example, Dr. Sun Yat-sen, when he wanted to do the Chinese Revolution in 1911, turned to something called the Red Door Society, the Hung Man or Hung Men Society. However, I think this stuff now is, you have to look at this with tremendous skepticism, and here's why. Suppose we have the Turkmen Islamic Party setting off some stunt in Beijing now for the Olympics. If that's terrorism, either Mexico City 68 or Munich 72 style, you're going to have a wave of international sympathy with China. Suppose now the Anglo-Americans have come up with a dialectical or two-phase false flag.
Hold on. We're going to do 3 minutes behind the scenes exclusively at the Infowars.com streams and PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At LaserMed Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com today.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The pharmaceutical recalls of such products as Vioxx and Celebrex have left many searching for safer options. Nature's Renewal Supreme Joint Formula provides glucosamine and chondroitin sulfate to regenerate healthy cartilage. Hyaluronic acid, a vital component for your soft connective tissue and natural body lubricants of your joints, and vitamin C to produce collagen, all are essential for healthy cartilage and joints. MSM, CMO, and curcumin act as natural anti-inflammatory agents for safe and natural relief. Nature's Renewal combines all of these ingredients to form the product you've been looking for. Supreme Joint Formula. Call 1-800-383-8474. That's 1-800-383-8474. Or visit us at pncdistributors.com. That's P, the letter N, C, distributors.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free bottle of our companion topical roll-on product. Guaranteed or your money back.
All right, final segment in worldwide transmission. Retransmission starts in T-minus 6 minutes at one place, Infowars.com. That's where you can always listen to the show. It'll rebroadcast 20 hours. We'll be back live tomorrow. Before we jam in a few final calls for Webster Tarpley, I want to tell you about a fine sponsor, Acola Blue, atmosphere water generator for home, pays for itself within 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water. Without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Use a solar panel system to run it or plug it into the wall. Machine produces up to 7.5 gallons in a day. In wetter areas, around 3 gallons, at least 2.5 gallons, even in the worst deserts. with the lowest humidity. Just an amazing system. Great tasting pure H2O. Exactly the way nature makes it. No chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Natural pH. Give them a call. 1-866-585-4044. Or check them out at ecoloblue.com. ecoloblue.com. Big banner on infowars.com. 866-585-4044. Okay, let's jam in quickly here. Let's jam in. Jeff in Connecticut, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. First-time caller, but a long-time listener. I'll be brief since I know you're short on time. This does relate to what you've been talking about. I read a link this morning. It was from the Financial Times of London. It was written by Peter Garnham. And in it, it's just a couple sentences long. Ulrich Leutman at Commerzbank said in a note that he expected the dollar to rise, quote, like a phoenix, quote, unquote. And he also said that in a very short period of time, quote, unquote, sentiment turned by 180 degrees. The market now believes that the U.S. economy once again will be able to leave a crisis behind very quickly.
But they've said this three times in the last year. It always goes up and then further down the next time. I hope it goes up and they can artificially do it. But all the real market fundamentals show the dollar has been devalued. They keep printing it. You have this debt, liquidity, hundreds of billions a month being pumped into financial institutions. Webster, what do you see happening?
The main thing you have is a violent contraction of employment and production. Detroit is collapsing. The big three automakers are collapsing. Their subcontractors are collapsing. Generally speaking, manufacturing employment in this country is really on its last leg. So this contraction, which is expressed in growing unemployment and growing unreported unemployment, those who have given up in despair, we'd have to look at things like freight car loadings and truck loadings, real, tangible, physical economic indices, and you will see that this economy is approaching the point of thermodynamic breakdown.
And they're telling us everything's wonderful.
And after that, the financial panic will happen. They put these stories out. The plunge protection team, of course, as everybody knows, props them up with the help of helicopter Ben Bernanke. They've now got the entire Wall Street, be it J.P. Morgan Chase, Citibank, and Goldman, and Lehman Brothers, and Morgan Stanley, and Merrill, and UBS, all of them are on life support. They're all getting huge injections of Federal Reserve liquidity. And the question is, you know, how long before that becomes generalized hyperinflation on the German 1923
model? Yeah, we're out of time. Sorry to DJ and Matt. Call back tomorrow. I'll put you up first. Or next time Tarpley's on. Webster, thank you for spending time with us. His book is Obama, You Bet, The Postmodern Coup, available at InfoWars.com. Take care, Webster.
Bye-bye.
An amazing two-hour, 45-minute interview with Webster Tarpley. I want to tell you that the new film, Fabled Enemies, I just came out with Truth Rising. Well, we're accelerating our InfoWar. Burmese's new film, made right here. I produced it. Fabled Enemies, you can start pre-ordering that Thursday or Friday. It'll be up on the shopping cart to get the DVD first. It ships out September 1st, wink, wink, maybe a little bit early. It'll be on PrisonPlanet.tv September 1st. Well, guess what? You can watch the first trailer for Fabled Enemies, Burmese's new film, up at the top right-hand corner of PrisonPlanet.com. Please spread that virally. I'm going to announce tomorrow who the winner of the first contest is, another on the 19th, a bigger one, for the InfoWars PrisonPlanet.com contest. Listen, huge show today. Paul Kurt Roberts, the first to show. Martial law news in the U.S., out of Arkansas. You'll hear that at the start of the show right now at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.